powered by a 100% Australian electricity and gas retailer. That's Red Energy. Switch today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Thanks for joining me. No doubt you heard Gerard Whateley's program earlier on talking about the problems, the money lost in Cricket Victoria and how they've let quite a number of staff go. A lot of these problems were preempted by Dean Jones, who mentioned to us weeks ago that there were issues. In fact, he's known for a long time and believed for a long time that there were issues that Cricket Victoria needed to address. Been good enough to have Dino allow me a couple of minutes of his time again today. Welcome to you, Dino. Great to have you back on the program.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. Yeah, it was Gerard pretty well handled it pretty well with Peter Laidler and co. It's Cricket Victoria's in crisis, absolutely.
Quite a few coming through on the speckled text saying that you alerted a lot of people to it for the first time, although it's been bubbling under the surface and it's not something you've made up, even though a few probably had a crack at you when you did come on the various radio stations a couple of weeks ago, but it's been bubbling for a while.
Yeah, it has. Look, it's not an easy job running cricket in Victoria. It's got a lot of people tugging at its wallet, not just the elite programs like Premier Cricket and, of course, Cricket Victoria, the women's cricket, but all right down to the blind, the deaf associations, the over-50s, the over-60s, and then the country cricket and district crickets and club cricketers around Victoria. But the question I ask you, Dwayne, and if we... I was speaking to another well-informed person within Cricket Victoria. If we're going to start Cricket Victoria again, if we had a clean site, would it look like this currently right now, the way we've got things structured and the systems that we've got in place? And probably not, we won't. The bureaucracy of it, we can't get things done quickly enough. Have we got the right people at the top, the leadership and what's the vision? You know, the volunteers are working their backsides off everywhere. And, you know, and I know the culture of the state teams have been outstanding. You know, what they've done is brilliant on field, but just off field, you know. And a lot of the people didn't see these silent bullets coming. A lot of the employees, it's just sickening to see maybe up to 65 people about to be made redundant or sacked.
So the clean sheet is almost going to be dealt out. This is going to be restructure. Obviously, given so many people have been laid off and we've got the coronavirus now, even though this predates the coronavirus being a thing, what would you do if you were starting all over again, Dino, because we might be about to do that?
Leadership starts from the top. If you had my chance and my way and to ask, and not necessarily it's the right way, but I owned and ran major event companies. I opened up the Sydney Olympic Stadium in 1999. I know how to run an event, but it comes from the top and leadership. And I would ask a guy like Eddie McGuire to come on board. I would do that. Now, does he love cricket? Yep. Is he super busy with Collingwood and other boards? Probably. And if he couldn't get in, maybe someone like Jeff Tennant, because these guys' records are brilliant as leaders. And if we can get someone like these guys and get their people around them, I dare say Cricket Victoria will be on the mark. But I have the feeling right now is that this current board has taken the finger off the pulse of the local cricketer. Fix club cricket up first and everything else will sort itself out. That's where a champion's come from. That's where it's got to come from. And all these other pathways, under-19 pathways, etc., they're okay. But in all honesty, more money needs to be spent and on the facilities and the well-beings of our club cricketers right throughout Victoria.
Now, this for those people unaware, this isn't a put-up or an ambush of Eddie. I had Eddie organised before Gerard Whateley went with the story about Cricket Victoria. So I had Eddie organised for out of one anyway. And strangely enough, Dino, I've got Jeff Kennett booked for tomorrow as well, bizarrely enough. So I can ask them both. Back-to-back days.
Look, they're great, aren't they? They're great at what they do. Look what Eddie's done and look what Jeff's done for Collingwood and Hawthorn, respectively. They understand that. I have no doubt Eddie didn't like being taken the Melbourne Stars away from him, and he's and Clinton Cooper, what a great job, and Stu Coventry for the Melbourne Renegades. Now, they lost $2.5 million just in sponsorship there, boy, Dwayne. I just can't believe when they're flying with the current systems they had in place, they thought they could put it underneath their umbrella and then completely stuffed it up. So, you know, that's just one area that needs to improve. But, you know, just, and then, of course, the females, the young kids, the girls who want to play cricket, we have to fix up facilities to have women's dressing rooms, women's toilets, women's everything. You know, it's and well, that costs probably 30, 40 more times of what it costs to run for Cricket Victoria to pay for one member at one club. The costs are extraordinary. So we need to have proper vision, get a good vision, and let's get cracking at this. But I still think, why can't we play district cricket or premier cricket and start at 1 o'clock? Why do they have to start at 11? All these little things like that I just don't get, because they're trying to play like they're state players, and they're not. They're playing club cricket. And if we look after club cricket properly, our young superstars will come from that area. Always has, always will. I always prefer to see a player make 100 for Melbourne or Carlton or whoever in district cricket, premier cricket, than I will for an under-17s, Victorian under-17s. What he does in senior cricket is the most important thing for me.
So, Dino, we're running out of time, but and Eddie, after 1 o'clock, but before I let you go, you mentioned club cricket. So you think that that leadership at the top, club cricket, needs to be addressed, and have you got a... who is at the moment organising things at Cricket Victoria right now to make sure that we're not just looking at the problems, but we're starting to work out some solutions, and are you going to speak to that person?
Well, yeah, and that comes down to whether it be Eddie or... you know, if he's interested, I know he loves his cricket. Jeff Kenneth does as well. So what do? They surround themselves with quality people to make sure they get the right people in place to make the right decisions. Currently, right now, are we making the right decisions? Now, all this is over the cloak of COVID-19, and this was happening way before this come into place. So it's about time that we needed this crisis to shake us up, and I think we need to have a revamp of the board and the way the decisions are made, and let's get cricket played properly with the clubs.
Great to have a chat to you, Dino. I really appreciate you joining me. The lines are open, 1300 736 736. If you'd like to join me on the Werribee Kia open line, Dino, we'll talk real soon. I think you might have struck something there. Thanks for your time.
No worries at all, bud. Take care.
The one and only Dean Jones, one of the greatest of all time.